This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got Chapter 3, A Vatican Ambassador, on the way. BC, who's no longer entirely sure he is a Vatican assassin, well, his ally, Mark Edwards, lost his re-election bid, so Daniel McIntyre is about to become the new governor of Lunar Prime, a major city-state on the moon. We're going to find out how that goes in Chapter 3 of Vatican Ambassador, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Wanted to be sure to let you know in book news that the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd Edition audiobook is now coming out. It's out all over the place. Not yet at Audible, but it is at Spotify, at Kobo, at Walmart, at Google Play, at Chirp, at Libro.fm, at Binge Books, at Storytel, at Scribd, at Audiobooks.com, at Apple, at Barnes & Noble Audiobooks, and maybe even through your local library, because it is available through Overdrive and Hoopla, which is available to libraries. And I'm going to give it away free to patrons on Spotify. So if you are one of my patrons, you can listen to it for free on Spotify. Just was posting about that a little bit earlier before I got going on putting the podcast episode together. If you'd like to become a patron at Patreon, just head over there, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and just look for the links to Patreon. I have three different levels you can join at, $2, $5, and $10. That's per month. It's a pledge kind of situation. And if you're a $5 or a $10 level pledger, if you're a member at those levels, then you are eligible to get the free audiobook from the Vatican Assassin Trilogy from Spotify. So again, that's patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio to find out more about becoming a Glow in the Dark Radio patron and getting yourself the free audiobook and helping support this podcast. Patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. We'll check out Chapter 3 of Vatican Ambassador next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth, at the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales, stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Think them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 3 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio.
BC tries to visit Mark Edwards several times over the course of the month of April. Each time, Edwards claims to be too busy working on the transition to meet with him. But BC can hear the defeat in his voice over the comm. BC gives up on calling. He stops by the governor's offices the weekend before the inauguration. "Mark?" BC says, as he knocks and enters the office. The room is dark, lit only by the sun and starlight reflecting off the moon's surface outside the panoramic windows.
"BC?"
BC hears Edwards ask, softly out of the darkness. As BC's eyes adjust, he sees that Edwards is sitting in the chair behind the desk. The chair turned around, so Edwards can stare off into space.
"I sure am going to miss this view," Edwards says wistfully.
"Working hard on the transition, huh?" BC ribs him.
"Well, that's all pretty much done now," Edwards sighs. "Everything should be ready for Monday. Did you get your invitation, BC?"
"Yeah, real surprise, huh?" BC jokes, half-heartedly.
"No, they had to invite you to represent the Pope,"
Edwards replies, his sense of humor seemingly gone.
"What do I say to that?"
"No, I know, Mark," BC says into an awkward silence. "No getting out of it, for either of us." Neither man says another word for nearly a minute. BC breaks the silence. "How's the reconstruction going?" he says, changing the topic.
"Okay,"
Edwards says. He sounds distracted.
"I guess."
"Geez, he is just Mr. Excitement. Wonder how long he's been doing this, sitting here, staring out the window. Seems to me the reconstruction's slowing down a bit. Maybe that's because Edwards has lost his motivation."
"Are you okay?" BC asks Edwards.
"Yeah," he sighs. "You know, good as I can be, considering."
"Considering," BC agrees.
"What about you?"
Edwards asks BC, brightening a bit.
"You keeping out of trouble? I haven't heard any reports, but..."
He leaves the sentence hanging.
"I haven't really been reading any reports, either. I can hear what you're saying, Mark, even though you're not saying it. Defeat can be a hard and bitter pill to swallow. I've been there before."
"No, me, I'm good," BC assures him. "Incredibly uncomfortable at times, but good. I'm a little unsure of my status under the coming new regime. But I'm not stupid. If I've got to work with the guy, I've got to work with him."
"I never said you were stupid, BC,"
Mark says. "Thanks," BC says with a touch of sarcasm. "What are you going to do? What about you? You going to stay here?"
"I don't know,"
Edwards says, again sounding depressed.
"Guess I'd better figure that out quick, huh?"
"Why, you've got until what, Monday morning? Plenty of time," BC jokes.
"Better get to work then, huh?"
Edwards says. BC can hear the dismissal in his voice. "So, see you Monday?" BC asks.
"Yeah,"
Edwards says, again losing his focus. He turns the chair to stare back out at the stars. BC ducks out of the darkened office, closing the door behind it.
"Poor guy. Sounds devastated. Rightfully so, I guess."
BC's Black Monday arrives. Many guests have been invited to the inauguration of Governor Daniel McIntyre of Lunar Prime, UTZ CEOs, Pope Linus for the NCC. The honor has even, during this truce, been extended to UIN leaders. But travel is still a tricky business after the Christmas raids. Most of the invited guests who don't live on the moon or in close proximity in orbit will not be attending. Their invitations really meant only as signs of honor and esteem from the new regime. BC was compelled to attend the ceremonies by a communique from the Curia, from Vatican City, informing him that he would, of course, be attending the inaugural festivities in the Pope's absence.
Compelled to attend the swearing-in of a man I hate, who I know to be a UIN sympathizer and supporter. Almost makes me miss Pope Peter, the old bastard. Don't think the OPO would have had me attend this guy's inauguration. Unless it was to turn it into his funeral. Ah, the good old days. Thinking pleasant thoughts to pass the weary time away.
BC gets ready to attend the inauguration with his eye on the clock.
10 a.m. I will not be late for this sordid affair. No reason to give McIntyre any ammo to use against me. Any more ammo. Weird. There's some real excitement in the air. The strange sense of limbo that has hung over this place since the election seems to have finally come to a head and broken open today. McIntyre's inauguration should at least serve as some sort of closure.
BC arrives for the ceremonies on time and is told to stand with the other religious representatives. At about 10:15, after the crowd has been seated and fidgeting for about 10 minutes, the lights in the auditorium go down. A piped-in fanfare begins. Golden light fades up, illuminating the hall. At an appropriate point in the music, the crescendo of a fanfare, the auditorium's back doors open with a flash of light, and marching shadows appear. The light continues to rise. BC watches McIntyre walk by in a procession of lunar government officials.
Look at that shit. All puffed up and proud. Makes me sick. Guess I can't hit him now. Get brought up on big charges. The moon may no longer be home for me anymore, with him in charge. No more friends in high places. No more backup on Earth, either. Shit. What's next? Keeping quiet and laying low?
BC smiles best he can and behaves himself throughout the inauguration ceremonies. He plans to stay at the reception after the swearing-in just long enough to be respectful. Once at the party, BC manages to avoid McIntyre almost entirely, until he is forced to face the man and play diplomat for a brief stint. BC is led before McIntyre as the Pope's representative. McIntyre scowls briefly, but plays nice through the diplomatic rigmarole. BC offers the Pope's official congratulations and regards on McIntyre's election. McIntyre thanks him curtly and dismisses him.
Dick. Congratulations, asshole.
BC moves aside graciously, so the next official representative can come up and offer their official congratulations. Then he ducks back into the crowd. BC mills around the reception for a short time more.
Don't want to stay here any longer than I have to.
As soon as he figures it's safe to do so, he ducks out of the reception and heads back to the Vatican mission.
Such a relief to be out of there. Hate those things, unless I'm working. Then it's more of a game. Well, I was working today. Not the same thing. Not that kind of working. Merely wanted to kill McIntyre. Wasn't there to actually do the job, unfortunately. There is a difference. Well, gotta file another report that no one will ever acknowledge.
BC retreats to the Vatican mission. He files a report on the day's events. He starts to call Edwards, but thinks better of it.
He probably wants to be alone. Gotta find another window to stare out of, after all. Nah, that's not really fair. The people here, I don't get it. The guy helps put the place back together, but they listen to Daniel fucking McIntyre because he's more charismatic? Slicker? Sharper or something? Can only hope the guy leaves me alone. Well, that and I hope he doesn't open up the moon wide open to the UIN.
That was Chapter 3 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, the formal stuff went pretty well, but there's no telling how things will proceed from here, really. So you're going to have to join us next time as BC begins to figure out how to navigate his way through McIntyre's kind of new normal of Lunar Prime as we get into Chapter 4 of Vatican Ambassador. As I was mentioning before the chapter, the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, 3rd edition, audiobook is out. That's the trilogy in its entirety, 30 plus hours as an audiobook. We don't have it at Audible yet, but it is at Spotify, at Kobo, at Walmart, Google Play, at Apple, Barnes & Noble, Chirp, Libro.fm, BingeBooks, Storytel, Scribd, Audiobooks.com, all kinds of places, even your local libraries through Overdrive and Hoopla. And I'm giving it away free to patrons on Spotify. So if you're a patron at the $5 or $10 a month level, you've got a free code coming for a free audiobook. If you want to get in on that, if you want to become a patron, just head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the links to Patreon. You can become a supporting member for $2, $5, or $10 a month. And at the $5 and $10 level, you get the free audiobook. And that is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.